The airline Air New Zealand has announced that they will end a ban on their staff having visible tattoos in a move, it says, will allow staff to express cultural and individual diversity. Some New Zealanders with Maori heritage wear tattoos to mark their genealogy and heritage. Should it ever have been an issue in the first place? Does someone displaying a non-offensive tattoo make them any less capable of doing their job? Or do you think people should cover up the ink in the workplace? Well, the commentator Andrew McVeigh is with me. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Morning. And the businessman and commentator Frank Shivers. Good morning to you, Frank.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. This is the next one. I should get a tattoo, actually. Maybe I should get one of those. What do you think, Frank? Tattoos in the workplace?
I think, Stephen, it's a very emotive subject at the moment because, you know, people's perceptions of an individual, and we've just been talking about, you know, you've just been talking about your weight loss, and everybody's going on the bandwagon of it's fantastic, you're looking great, you're doing, you know, you're an inspiration to everybody. People's perceptions of people are very much, you know, are a quick thing. So if somebody's got tattoos in their face, the perception, you know, it's potentially from other people is not a good one. And as an employer, I need to worry about what my customers are thinking and what their perceptions, their initial perceptions are of my business and of my staff. I have chefs who are back of house who have tattoos all over them, and they are fantastic people. There's no issues with them. Fantastic employees and really, really good at their job. But I do have an issue potentially at the front of the house where they're meeting and greeting customers and how those customers would perceive me and the business.
Well, if you have an issue, that means that you think that to have a tattoo is unsightly. Surely it depends what the tattoo is of.
I think, to be honest, my personal opinion doesn't really come into it. I'm running a business, so my first priority is what my customers would think and perceive.
But surely they all think differently. It's not some type of homogenous group.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Stephen. If I think that potentially a customer is going to be put off with that, you know, a facial tattoo of a staff member, I'm going to think twice of, you know, am I going to take that chance?
Should you not be employing someone based on their ability rather than they've got a tattoo that you personally don't like, Frank?
Look, we all employ people on their ability because we want them to do a job. But the fact is, whether, you know, no matter who you are or what you are, your personal prejudices, shall we say, are always going to influence, you know, a decision on who you're going to employ. I mean, if you like somebody, if you meet somebody and their personality is fantastic and, you know, you get on with them or whatever, you know, the potential is you're going, if they meet the criteria, you're going to employ them.
So, Andrea, what do you think?
Well, I think in coming years, Frank will probably find it hard to get staff who aren't tattooed because it's the new normal now. One statistic shows that 45% of people in the UK aged between 30 and 49 have a tattoo. For millennials, it's even higher. So if you're talking about basically 50% of the workforce have tattoos, now that could be a tattoo anywhere, obviously. But when you think
exactly, how many have them on their face?
Well, now, face is different, but a visible tattoo can be on your wrist or it can be in your hand. There's quite popular, I know girls have tattoo, a small one, maybe like a heart or something between their thumb and their forefinger. Now, when you think about the famous people who have tattoos on their hand, Helen Mirren has one on her hand. Dame Helen Mirren has been honoured by the Queen, has played the Queen on screen, and she has one on her hand. Now, that's a visible tattoo. There's a difference between somebody maybe have tattoos on their face, not for, in the case of our New Zealand,
and maybe,
for
maybe
cultural reasons. But
sorry, maybe I didn't communicate my stance properly there. I agree. I have no issues with, you know, a heart or whatever. You know,
but what about on your
tattoos.
Neck? I mean, that's quite popular.
It's a facial tattoo.
Would you consider sort of on their neck as well? I mean, I think there is a difference. Like, it depends on the job. Obviously, a high court judge with a facial tattoo, you might call into question their judgment or their suitability for the position.
Why?
But when you think about the people...
Why?
Well, because you think about, well, if somebody wants to be a high court judge or, say, prime minister, and they have a facial tattoo, it depends what sort of facial tattoo, but obviously they made a decision at a certain stage that they thought would probably, looking ahead in the future, would rule them out for certain positions and made the decision that they didn't care. Now, I think if a high court judge has a small tattoo on their feet or on their neck or on their hand, I don't think that makes a difference. I would happily see a doctor, for example, with a tattoo. I have tattoos. I have 6 actual tattoos that have been tattooed 9 times because 2 of them have evolved from what they were originally and have become bigger and more detailed. But I, you know, that wouldn't bother me if it was a doctor or anything. Like, I think if somebody had a lot of tattoos, maybe, and tattoos, facial tattoos often go along with piercings. If they had that in their face, I would think that they've made a decision at an early age that maybe had been reckless, considering their future employment prospects, if that's what they wanted to do. If they had tattoos on their face and piercings and they wanted to be a tattoo artist, obviously it depends on the job. And I think, to be honest, I think it wouldn't bother me as a customer in a restaurant if somebody did have facial tattoos. Again, as Frank said, it depends on their personality. If they were the best server in the world and they had a great personality and they were completely unthreatening in their manner, then yeah, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Here's Jan in Ballygowan. You know, let me bring in Jan. I haven't heard from Jan in a while. Stay there. Sorry to interrupt, yeah. Andrea. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jan.
I absolutely detest the damn things. And
yeah.
I mean, that ex-footballer that has his neck all, not mentioning the name, but I did mention it one day on your show and haven't been back on since.
Hey.
But what do you call him that's married to that staunchy woman?
Are you talking about David Beckham?
Yes.
David Beckham and Victoria Beckham.
He's a horrible creature now. He makes me sick. He makes me absolutely sick.
That's a bit extreme, for goodness sake, isn't
it? I don't care whether it is extreme or what it is.
Let's talk about his tattoos.
I thought anybody at his calibre would be a bit more respectable than having tattoos all over his neck and face. They're ridiculous.
Finney's got them up his leg. Is up his leg all right?
I couldn't care. They're on you know where. I wouldn't be interested at all.
I think he has one you know where as well.
Well, I don't care. Don't you be going there anyway. That's for sure. I tell you, I hate the damn things, so I do. Absolutely hate them. And you see, you're saying about a judge there. Sure, some judges are stupid anyway.
It's what, Jan, it's what they decide to put on their body.
Well, I don't care what they can do, what they like, but if a judge was sitting in front of me and judging me, I would just tell him straight and plain.
Like, Vinny's got a big snake.
Well,
up his leg, and he's got a parrot. He's got a parrot on his chest.
Oh my God!
A parrot.
I don't think that's funny. I'll tell you, I do not indeed. I tell you something.
So that would put you off employing him.
It would indeed, and it would put me off even doing business with him.
Can I just now defend myself? I do not have a snake tattoo up my leg. I do not have any tattoos.
What do you
of
have?
Parrots. I have.
Where has he the parrot?
I don't have a parrot.
He's a parrot in his chest.
I have no parrot.
Oh. Well, I just think
tell her what you have, as well as the parrot. Tell her what you have.
Make you inferior.
Yes.
They make a person inferior.
What do you have, Vinny?
I have a Southern Cross on my leg.
A what?
I have I suppose what you would describe a part of a bird on my under my right arm.
A parrot, yes.
It's not a parrot.
Yes.
And on my chest, I have a angel.
And what about the one you're not talking about that your mother took exception to?
No, that is the Southern Cross, which is on my top of my leg.
Tell people the story about your mother.
He told people I had a tattoo on my crotch on air, and my mother nearly crashed the car because she had no idea I had any tattoos. Never mind one on my crotch, which I don't have. You should get a tattoo, Nolan. I think you could get biggest show in the country across your chest.
Morning, Malachy.
Well, I'll tell you,
Stephen.
I hate the damn thing.
Yes.
Okay, Jan.
I'm going to get one.
What are you going to get? You can get it maybe at the bottom of your back.
Biggest show
in the country.
How you get BBC?
Would you?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Broadcasting House. Morning, Malachy. Go ahead, Malachy.
How's it going, Stephen? I used to get BBC £157 a year. Well worth it. Anyway, I think I feel really kidding now because that wee woman went off on one. I can't stand them. I was in the restaurant business. I wouldn't employ anybody that had them. It's certainly a visible one because I just think they're horrendous. And I remember my daughter once on a plane on the way over to holidays was sitting shaking on the plane nervously beside me one time. And I said, there was something. And she said, I've got really news for you, Daddy. And I thought, oh my God, here we go. She said, this is a big daddy-daughter reveal here. I'm pregnant. I says, what? She says, I've got a tattoo. And I went, what? He says, I've got a tattoo. And I thought it was a cabbage. To this day, she says it's a rose. But I made her sit about three seats away from me when we got to the resort.
That's desperate.
Because I said, you know, something beside me, wet thing.
How old was she when she got it?
She was about 21. And I just said, that is absolutely terrible. And I just find, if they're visible, I remember being in a police station once. I'm not going into the details of that, with a young fella. And he got into a bit of trouble. And the police officer came in to interview him. And me and the solicitor sitting there. And the cop had a shaved head and a visible tattoo sticking out of his short sleeve shirt. And I said, hey, mate, I have to say this before the interview starts. You look like a thug to me. I'm not going to take an interview. I think you're intimidating. And I made them change the police officer. And they did.
Well, listen, Malachy, thank you very much indeed.